Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Cindy. I'm continuing to read from the Odessa American for Monday. Are Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage PPO plans the same? By Tony King. Dear Tony, what is the difference between a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage PPO plan? I am turning 65 and I am being bombarded with marketing material. Friends have told me that a Medicare Advantage PPO plan is the same as a Medicare supplement because both have a network of doctors to pick from. My retiree employer medical plan now has a Medicare Advantage PPO plan, and I am concerned if a medical catastrophic incident happens, will the medical providers I am now seeing accept this Medicare Advantage PPO plan? Thanks, Stephen from Denver, Colorado. Dear Stephen, your friends have given you wrong information regarding Medicare. This can lead you to choose the wrong Medicare plan for your medical situation. Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage plans are completely different types of Medicare policies. With a Medicare supplement, there is not a network of any kind. You have the freedom to use any health care provider facility that will bill Medicare. The Medicare supplement will pay for your Medicare out of pocket that Medicare Parts A and B will not pay. With a Medicare Advantage PPO plan, there are lower-cost in-network providers, facilities, as well as out-of-network benefits that will cost you more. In 2022, a popular Medicare Advantage PPO plan has a maximum ranging from $5,400 to $7,550 in-network, while out-of-network costs range from $7,550 to $11,300. Most never consider they could have an out-of-network provider facility for their medical claim, but in these current times, many healthcare providers' facilities are out-of-network with a Medicare Advantage PPO plan. Below are differences in the two plans. Medicare Supplement. 1. A Medicare supplement works directly with Original Medicare. Medicare pays its share of the Medicare-approved amount for medically necessary covered health care costs. 2. Your Medicare supplement will pay its share. With a Medicare supplement, you chose which doctor, hospital, home health agency, skilled nursing facility, etc., that accepts Medicare assignment for your health care. You and your health care providers are in control of your health care. 3. The downside to a Medicare supplement is that you have a monthly premium that may see a rate increase each year. 4. Medicare prescription, Part D, drug plans are not included, so you may want to enroll and will pay separately for a standalone Medicare, Part D, prescription, drug plan. Medicare Advantage PPO plan. 1. To qualify for any Medicare Advantage plan, A, you must be enrolled in both Medicare Parts A and B. B, live in the service area 6 months out of a year. 2, when you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare pays the insurance company a certain dollar amount every month for your care for the plan you are enrolled. Your Part A and Part B must always remain in effect. 3. When you go to the doctor, hospital, or visit your pharmacist, you must only use your Medicare Advantage plan insurance card, not your Medicare red, white, and blue card. Verify that your specific medical provider is still accepting the MAPD plan that is being enrolled in. 4. A Medicare Advantage plan must provide all your Part A and Part B benefits, and some Medicare Advantage plans have Part D prescription drug plans included. Also has extra benefits such as gym membership, dental, and vision. Tony Says is going nationwide with a new Medicare podcast at www.seniorresource.com. Visit www.seniorresource.com/Medicare-moments to listen to Tony Says' new Medicare Moments podcast. For a Medicare checkup, email info@TonySays.com regarding your Medicare plans and options.
This is Jane reading for the OA for Saturday, September 24th. Guest View. The Permian depends on collaboration. Texas was made great by a spirit of independence and innovation. While we continue to build on this foundation, our ability to collaborate locally, regionally, and statewide will ultimately power us through some of the state's most pressing issues. Odessa and Midland are uniquely positioned to lead the state in this style of collaboration. By bolstering our regional alliances, we can tackle Texas' greatest challenges and ensure the Permian Basin continues to thrive. From the 30,000-foot view, this shouldn't be difficult. Odessa Midland is an economic driver for the state. One of the largest energy hubs in the world, the area generates billions of dollars in gross domestic product, supports more than 500,000 jobs, and continually leads the nation toward energy independence. Even with that success, this region and our state face challenges that have been heightened by the pandemic, such as strengthening our education system, readying the workforce, and expanding broadband access. These issues were top of mind for our Odessa and Midland Chambers of Commerce when Texas 2036, along with board member Tracy Bentley, president and CEO of the Permian Strategic Partnership, hosted a luncheon for business and community leaders in late spring. The big takeaways: sharing ideas and joining forces better equips us to keep up with an evolving business landscape that's still recovering from the pandemic. And this starts with education. Too many schools across the state are failing to meet the needs of our students. For starters, only half of our students are performing at grade level reading, and only one-third earn their post-secondary credentials, something more than a high school diploma. However, we're making strides. Both Ector County ISD and Midland ISD recently earned their best Texas Education Agency School Performance Ratings, also known as the A2F ratings, since the system began in 2017. Collectively, we would also be stronger if school and business connections deepened across city limits, with a unified goal of keeping more of our talented work pipeline moving in the Permian Basin and across Texas is broadband. But 1 in 4 Texans don't have access to reliable, high-speed internet at home, including 10% without any internet access at all. Working together, Ector County ISD and the Permian Strategic Partnership have developed a potential model to overcome this by teaming up with SpaceX to provide free internet service to local families, already reaching about 150 and counting. These are the types of partnerships Texas 2036, a nonprofit dedicated to solving Texas's big challenges, has been exposed to as part of a 10-region statewide roadshow. The tour fostered dialogue about the issues that most matter to local communities and how we can work together to support those causes at the Capitol. Throughout the roadshow, we've seen a consistent theme emerge, a renewed enthusiastic spirit toward collaboration. From the RGV partnership in the Rio Grande Valley to the Borderplex Alliance in El Paso and greater SATX in San Antonio. Odessa and Midland have been fostering regional collaborations for years. From the Two Cities No Limits campaign last decade to the current efforts of the Permian Strategic Partnership working with our local chambers, it's time to reinvigorate and recommit to this cause. It's a lesson for all Texas. The more we collaborate to solve our biggest issues, the better we can make stake in our historic claim as the state of independence and innovation that puts us on the map in the first place. Renee Earls is the President and CEO of Odessa Chamber of Commerce. Bobby Burns is President and CEO of Midland Chamber of Commerce. And A.J. Rodriguez is the Executive Vice President of Texas 2036. This is Jane reading from the OA for Saturday, September 24th, Letters to the Editor. Biden is wrong on many things. Biden recently called Trump supporters, and by inference, Republicans, semi-fascists. Well, here is the definition of fascism: a governmental system ruled by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry and commerce, etc. Fascism was established by Benito Mussolini during World War II. Now consider that the Democratic Party is continually trying to suppress our First Amendment rights of free speech, free peaceful assembly, and freedom of religion. They also continually attack our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. They are trying to force transgenderism on us, even though science, legitimate science that is, knows beyond doubt that there are only two genders. All the surgery and hormonal treatments in the world will not change a biologic gender. Their only result is a surgically altered individual who is still a male or female genetically. And the Democrats are trying to force us to accept homosexuality and pedophilia. Their view is that those are normal, just different. As a Christian, I'm completely against those ideas. They also support child murder, otherwise known as abortion. The Democrats also have refused to condemn violence and riots, such as happened in Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, New York, and many other cities. In many cases, various members of our House and Senate actively called for more riots and violence. And as far as suppressing things, they just look at how they are trying to censor conservative viewpoints and speech in the media. Remember, even Zuckerberg of Facebook admitted that the FBI told him to downplay and ignore posts about Hunter Biden's criminal activity. They are also trying to pack the Supreme Court with puppet justices who will do nothing but prate the Democratic line. Also, they do want to eliminate the Electoral College and go with strictly the popular vote. That may sound good on the face of it, but without the Electoral College, every national election would be controlled by about five states: California, New York, Ohio, Florida, and Texas. People may not realize it, but Los Angeles County alone has about 10 million people. That is more than the population of 43 of the states. Now consider that the Republican Party has constantly supported both the First and Second Amendments. They are against transgenderism, homosexuality, wokeism, and in favor of Christianity. They support school choice, homeschooling, and keeping talk about sex and gender out of elementary schools. Elementary schools should be about nothing but teaching kids to read, write, and do math. Save the social commentary for the upper grades, and even then stick strictly to the science, not indoctrination. After comparing the two parties, tell me which one more closely fits the definition of fascism. Thanks. Sandy Milner, Odessa. This is Jane reading from the OA for Saturday, September 24th, from Letters to the Editor. Game rooms are an issue. I'm writing regarding the amendment passed last week to the ordinance regulating game rooms in the city of Odessa. The game room issue has been widely debated over the past couple of years among acquaintances and the media, including Kim Smith's article in the OA. Everyone has the right to their opinion, but I wish to provide the perspective of an Odessa native who approves of the city's council decision. To be clear, I do not support excessive government control over our personal lives, nor am I against legalized gambling. As long as they aren't harming others, what people do with their own time and money should be their own business. While I personally may not like gambling, I wouldn't attempt to keep anyone else from this pastime in situations when it is legal. Unfortunately, what's going on in many of these game rooms is not lawful. Illegal gambling may seem to be punished excessively, especially since receiving any prize worth over $5 can result in a Class C misdemeanor, but taking part in this illegal and unregulated activity affects more than just the gambler and the gambler's family. As with any businesses partaking in illegal activity, game rooms that offer unlawful gambling are unlikely to report other crimes on or around the premises. Even if they are victims, they will avoid calling law enforcement to prevent light from being shed on their own activities. These actions affect everyone around these establishments. Police departments across the state have noted increased crime related to gambling rooms, including drug-related activity, theft, prostitution, human trafficking, and even murder in some areas. We civilians do not see everything that happens behind the scenes of these businesses, but it affects us nonetheless. For this reason, I believe the City Council's decision is a significant step in the right direction. While it may not seem like much, I'm relieved to know that game rooms will no longer be able to operate within city limits after their permits expire. I also believe this will help the OPD in the long run, as the resources allocated to game rooms can be redistributed elsewhere. When gambling is legalized in the state of Texas, I'll be more than happy to watch as a well-regulated and government gambling industry that helps bring extra revenue to our state. Until then, I hope it stays out of our town. Sincerely, Hadassah Heathcote, Odessa.
My name is Susie Haynes, and I'll be reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram, Saturday, September 24th, 2022. Election letters to the editor. City Council District 4. Burks will listen to her constituents. We are writing in support of Midland City Council candidate for District 4, Amy Stretcher Burks. We met Amy as a result of the potential rezoning of Nueva Vista from a golf course to a planned community. Amy was instrumental in halting the rezoning of Nueva Vista. She educated herself in the potential drainage issues that the housing development would bring. Amy also recognized the issue of losing the much-coveted green space that Nueva Vista provides. She worked with other neighbors to try to find a solution that would be best for everyone. This is a project that is still ongoing. We can say without reservation that Amy Stretcher Burks would make a great addition to the Midland City Council. She understands what the role of a council member should be, and she would work hard to make sure all her constituents are heard. We believe that Mrs. Burks would bring a transparency that we are currently lacking with the current representation for District 4. Amy respects the past leadership in Midland and the vision they have for Midland. She will be an asset in bringing the vision to reality while keeping the future in mind. Burks works for Midland. Duran and Lori Rotan. Your voice counts with Burks. There was an article in the September 17th edition of the MRT written by District 4 candidate James Garrity. In his article, there was a line that struck me that essentially said that as the elected president of the neighborhood HOA, he had standing with the city. As a voter and a taxpayer, you should not have to be an elected member of an organization to have standing with your representative, the council, or the city staff. We all have standing to speak up, to listen to your neighbors, to take action, and to be heard. As a resident of Grassland Estates West, I attended our HOA board meetings, council meetings, and members with the developer and spoke to our representative. I also saw both candidates in their respective roles throughout the entire process. Based on firsthand experience, my vote is strongly with Amy Stretcher Burks. Please know that your voice counts, and all of you as voters and taxpayers should have standing within our community and our city government. Please join me in voting for the candidate that will work with you and for you, Amy Stretcher Burks, for Midland City Council District 4, Misty Clary. Letter to the editor. Headline acts needed for Midland Air Show. I'm writing today in order to convey my frustration and disappointment toward the decline in quality of the annual Midland CAF Air Show. What used to be an anticipated and hallmark event has evolved over the past 10 to 15 years as more of a casual weekend filler. As a resident of Midland and a member of the aviation community, I can remember when the parking lots were full. Aircraft arrived full of out-of-town spectators. Local pilots would congregate amongst the hangars, and awestruck kids would fill the flight line. Sadly, those days are in the past. However, it doesn't have to be this way, and the brilliance of the old great air show can be revived again. My past experience promoting and coordinating air shows in other venues tells me that what is lacking in the current CAF air show is the participation of true headliner acts. This is not in any way to diminish the beauty and historical relevance of the CAF self-promoted Tora 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 Act. I truly believe that is an important historical representation of past events and the bravery and resilience of our past war veterans and heroes. However, this is by no means a headliner act to bring in thousands of spectators from our local communities and even distant towns. What is necessary to attract and rejuvenate the masses of spectators is a solid, breathtaking headliner act usually found with U.S. military demonstration team like the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds or the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. With proper planning and logistics, these teams are available for public demonstration at a very nominal expense and incorporate community goodwill with school flybys and media rides. I would hope that the Midland CAF Airshow planning personnel could bring this show back to its glory days. After all, higher attendance means more eyes on their Tora show as well. And more importantly, more young boys and girls are able to see, hear, and feel the excitement of aviation, which in turn will breed our next generation of military and civilian aviators. Let's bring back the traditions and keep the dream alive. Blake Gossett.
Does filtered water not protect us against amoeba? To your good health for Wednesday. Dear Dr. Roach, while traveling, I've always been careful to drink bottled, filtered water. On a recent trip to the Philippines, I was diagnosed with amoeba. I didn't eat raw vegetables, and everything I had eaten was cooked. Does filtered water not protect us against amoeba? Is distilled water the way to go? Dr. Roach writes, filtering is an effective way of removing protozoa like entamoeba histolytica from drinking water, so I don't think it was the bottled water that infected you. This particular parasite is very infectious. A single organism is enough to cause disease and can be spread through hand-to-hand contact as well as through food. It can also be spread sexually. It is uncommon in people who spend less than a month in the endemic areas. It's impossible to be 100% safe when you can't cook food yourself, but drinking only bottled water, avoid ice, eating foods that are cooked and served still hot, only eating fruit you can peel yourself, and completely avoiding buffets and salad bars will help. Frequent hand hygiene by sanitizers is also a good idea. Husband's fantasies have opposite effect for wife. Dear Abby, for Wednesday. Dear Abby, I have been married 30 years. Our marriage has been a happy one. My husband supports me through everything. Our problems come up in the bedroom. A few years ago, he wanted to add spice to our relationship with a threesome. I agreed to try it if it would make him happy. Now every time we make love, he wants to talk about another man being in our bed. I have tried explaining that I do not enjoy this all the time. It has reached the point that I no longer get turned on. He can start out beautifully. I am turned on and we start. Then he wants to talk to me about another man being there and I shut down. When I try to explain it to him, he gets angry and frustrated. How do I keep my marriage going without losing my husband to a younger woman and add some spice to my marriage bed without talking about threesomes? I love him, and I don't want to lose the marriage we have fought to keep together through thick and thin. Please help me keep my marriage together. Lost and frustrated. Dear Lost and Frustrated, if ever I heard about a couple who need to talk to a licensed marriage and family therapist, as well as a sex therapist, it's the two of you. Sex is supposed to be enjoyable for both partners, not just one. Many straight men's fantasies involve another woman in the marriage bed. That your husband cannot be aroused without having you talk about another man raises questions about the nature of his sexual fantasies that I cannot address. Dear Abby, my husband's parents treat our two daughters very differently. My oldest is bright and talkative, and she's treated with love and kindness from both of them. They bring her gifts for holidays and birthdays and make time to be with her. Our younger daughter has multiple disabilities. She is nonverbal and requires help in all areas. My in-laws act as if she doesn't exist. They never interact with her and never buy her gifts. They claim to be religious people, but I find their behavior toward our younger child to be completely devoid of love or kindness, the opposite of what their religion teaches. It's distressing to my husband and me. We have mentioned the inequality before to no avail. In fact, they never even responded. What should we do? It's tearing my heart apart to see my younger child treated this way by people who should love her unconditionally. Mom of two in Ohio. Dear Mom of Two, you do not have to sit by and helplessly tolerate your younger daughter being treated the way she has been. I agree that what your in-laws have been doing is cruel and hurtful. It's appalling. So you and your husband should tell them that if they want to continue seeing their grandchildren, they will show more consideration to the younger one, or else it won't happen.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.